AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in the newly retaken city of Kherson in Ukraine.
Slava Ukraini!
To the shouts of glory to Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky handed out awards to Ukrainian soldiers. He said, "Let me thank all of you one more time from all my heart, from my soul, on a human level. I thank you and bow down before your parents and wish health to your families. Glory to Ukraine." Zelensky walked the streets of the city just hours after warning in his nightly video address of booby traps and mines left behind by the Russians before their retreat. There's another legal setback for President Biden's plan to forgive some student loan debt. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
A three-judge panel with the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed to keep in place a preliminary injunction that blocks the loan forgiveness program while the appeal process continues in court. This comes just days after a federal judge in Texas also blocked the program, saying it couldn't be done without congressional authority. One of the plaintiffs, Nebraska's Republican Attorney General, says this latest ruling recognizes that the attempt to forgive more than $400 billion in student loan debt threatens serious harm to the economy. The Biden administration appealed the Texas court ruling and is expected to appeal this new one as well. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At the G20 summit in Indonesia, President Biden says Democrats still lack the power to codify abortion rights into law.
I don't think they can expect much of anything other than we're going to maintain our positions.
The president said that after his party's stronger than expected performance in the midterm elections. In Charlottesville, Virginia.
This is an unimaginably sad day for our community.
A student is in custody, charged with the shooting deaths of three University of Virginia football players. They were on a bus returning from a field trip. The school had been under a 12-hour lockdown. This is AP News. The man known as the most corrupt DEA agent tells the AP he's not going down without a fight.
Jose Irizarry admits to conspiring with drug cartels to build a life of jet-setting, cars, jewels, and lovers. But the former DEA agent, in prison for diverting millions in drug proceeds, says he's not alone and is giving up names of other DEA agents.
We knew the game. We knew DEA is about stats. So our cases brought him stats. And it got very good press. Everybody was happy all the way around.
The feds are questioning 24 agents and prosecutors. Irizarry calls the drug war unwinnable. To catch big fish, the feds launder millions of dollars on behalf of drug cartels.
It was a very fun game that we were playing.
The DEA says it strengthened discipline and hiring policies to ensure integrity and effectiveness. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.